יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Today is February 20th, 2026. And this week, we had a month change. It happened on Wednesday, the 18th. We went to the month of Adar. And this is Adar 3rd, 5786. Adar 3rd, 5786. Now, what happened this week, because we had so much going on, just catch you up, Adar 1, that was the 18th of February, the ninth plague of darkness came in Exodus 10, 21 through 23. All right? Now, that occurred. Now, today, on Adar 3, the second temple was completed in Ezra chapter 6, verse 15. Ezra chapter 6, verse 15. Now, what we do is when a new month comes in, we update you and give you kind of a nutshell what happens. All right, and I want to do that. I want to do that today. Now, Adar is a great month of the year. It centers on increase of joy, faith, unity, divine timing, and the anticipation of God's promises. Now, I'll say it again. It represents joy, faith, unity, divine timing, and anticipation of God's promises. But it's also, there's a moment of tension between obedience and surrender. There's tension there this month, obedience and surrender. Now, obeying divine instruction at the same time, surrendering to the processing of the timing. Now, it's also the time that there's positioning for a changed mindset and emotions from slavery to liberation. This is important. If a person is enslaved to something, whatever, there's a perfect opportunity during this month to change from that slavery, get out of that stuff, to liberation, because there's allowing the Holy Spirit to purify the identity. See, the purification of identity. God, identify with you, and I don't identify with whatever it's causing me the difficulty. You see? See? And it's a great opportunity because the month itself renders that. It's the months of Purim, the festival of Purim. Now, it's trusting the Lord will deliver the gift he has deposited within you in his divine time. It's time to say, okay, God, I'm going to start serving you, believing you, loving you. And there's a connection how you speak, the impact it has on others. So watch your speech. What you're saying is going to impact somebody else. Now, do God's instruction. Pray it. Speak it. God, I want the timing to work in my life. Now, position your heart for carrying the message that you know in your life to family, friends, neighbors, or even nations. Now watch the Lord separate and remove you from one to another when you just leave behind what's going on in your life. Just walk away from it. Now, that removal, honor and discover more about Purim. Purim was that reminder of God's faithfulness and the power of selfish obedience. Read the book of Esther. Read the book of Esther. Read the book of Esther. How the Lord began to work. And you read that where Haman tries to kill the Jews, but God delivers them through Esther. Through Esther. And through the Persians. The Persians are modern day, ready, Iran. You're hearing all about this in the news, aren't you? About Iran. Iran. What's maybe on the horizon that may be happening. Iran, Persia, is Iran and represents a demonic spirit that seeks to divide and pull apart God's people. What you're hearing over there is way back. Way back in the book of Esther, that's what you're seeing. So every time you hear about what they're saying, the idea is demonic. And the spirit of Haman to destroy. So think about that. Think about what's going on. Absolutely. Because when you do, you discover current events. Will you not? Yeah.